Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan gave a report back on progress at Eskom to the Presidential Working Committee meeting yesterday. He indicated that a lot of work had been done in reinforcing management skills, with qualified power station managers having been returned to those positions they were previously removed from. He also indicated that more operational engineers were also brought on board to make the utility more effective. A key note of pride was the fact that South Africa had gone some 200 days without load shedding. And then, of course, the country has been promised a clear blueprint of the way forward for the utility before Finance Minister Tito Mboweni announces the midterm budget at the end of October. Well, to discuss the latest on Eskom, I'm joined on the line by Chris Yelland. He's an energy analyst at EE Publishers. Thanks very much, Chris, for joining us. So it sounds positive that despite its continued financial constraints, Eskom has at least made some headway in better capacitating itself, such that we don't have unnecessary blackouts and the like, because people are taking their eye off the operational ball, so to speak.
Yeah, Eskom has been working very hard on its operational plan. This is the 9-point plan presented by the COO, Mr. Jan Oberholzer, and there is progress being made on this plan, and it is reflected in a somewhat improved energy availability factor. And I think this is an area where, with hard work and time and spending the money, that improvements can be made. And these are very quick wins, because if they can improve the performance of existing plant, it means no need to build immediate plant. Of course, they do need to look at short, medium and longer term solutions, but the very quickest win is improving the operational performance of Eskom, and I think this is bearing fruit.
Yes. How have they done in the area of their coal supply arrangements? Because previously they fell into that trap of not having enough access. Are they sorting that out?
Well, I think they're working on it, but this is not a quick win. Renegotiating contracts with coal suppliers is something that the Minister of Energy and Minister Pravin Gordhan from Public Enterprises have talked about, but the coal mining industry, if anything, I would suggest that the pressure on prices is upwards, and that the gains downwards are going to be very hard to achieve, if not impossible. Certainly the coal mining industry have come out quite clearly to say that they cannot negotiate the price downwards. But I guess that is expected. There's a whole ecosystem of small, medium and large coal mining companies, coal truck drivers, etc., who are feeding on these high prices, and they're not going to give them up easily.
Yeah. So Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan is expected to reveal the roadmap for Eskom sustainability, and that's before the midterm budget announcement. What realistically can we expect to come out of that? And can we expect further bailout announcements for the utility at the midterm budget?
Well, I think there is a lot hinging on this Eskom plan, and we've been waiting expectantly for it for a long time. It was promised much earlier in the year. Still has not yet been delivered, but it is certainly expected before the end of this month when the midterm budget policy statement will be made. So we await it with great anticipation. It should, I hope, bring some clarity to Eskom's thinking and to the department's thinking and government's thinking on the restructuring of Eskom, which has been announced. There has been a CRO announced to restructure Eskom's debt, but we have seen very little, if no further, concrete plans. So we're kind of expecting that there should and there has to be concrete plans that will give comfort to the lenders and clarity on the way forward. It's something that is absolutely critical. And, of course, there's the integrated risk plan for electricity. There's also a new CEO meeting. This meeting, policy meeting. There's also what is known as Eskom's medium-term generation system adequacy outlook report, which we are waiting also at the end of October. So October is a very busy and important month for the electricity sector in South Africa. To get some direction on the way forward.
Yeah, I'm worried about our line, but let me continue. There is a feeling or a worry that the government is running out of time to sort out this Eskom issue, especially given that massive 440 billion plus rand debt that it's hold that it has, and is essentially a liability to the fiscus. Are you concerned that that's the case? And when that report comes up, it shouldn't be a thing whereby they're kicking the can down the road. How urgent is this?
It is critically urgent. At the moment, Eskom is burning about 60 billion rand a year that it is not able to recoup through the tariff. And it has been increasing its debt in order to deal with this going or this ongoing hole. And bailouts are just a way of plugging the hole temporarily unless they look at the underlying fundamental problems of Eskom. Bailouts are not enough,
yes.
But certainly are necessary in order to give a little bit of breathing space. So we're kind of looking to this Eskom document, this white paper on Eskom, to really start looking at the underlying issues and not just putting a plaster or Band-Aid on a festering wound.
Yes. One last thing, Chris. I see Eskom is really struggling to rein in monies owed to it. I mean, we heard today that Eskom was told by a court not to cut off power to the Newcastle municipality, even though that municipality owes the utility over 200 million rand. That's going to continue to be a huge struggle for them, because there is this culture of non-payment, and surely that's an area that needs to be sorted going forward.
Absolutely right. Eskom's current arrear debt is in the region of 40 billion rand. Now, remember that Eskom's total debt as it stands at the moment is about 450 billion. So about one-tenth of that is money that is owed to Eskom by not only municipalities that are in default or in arrears, but also by direct Eskom customers, most particularly in Soweto, where Eskom supplies directly. So this is not just a municipal problem.
Yes.
In fact, the non-payment issue in Soweto is equal to all the defaults put together. So this is not a municipal problem only, as it's sometimes painted. It is an Eskom problem and a municipal problem, and its ability to collect the revenue that it's owing to it.
Mm. Chris, we're going to leave it there, but thank you very much, as always, for your insights. That was Chris Yelland. He's an energy analyst at EE Publishers.